All right, Hilchis Pinyan Abed. Every mitzvah and Torah has its klolius dika chakira. And I'd like to start, before we begin, to tell you something that will come up numerous times in the Siman. And I think it's pretty much a yisayid muskim, at least from the paiskim that we follow la halacha. It's an interesting nidayin in Dinei Pinyan Aben. We're going to learn at the end of the Siman that a suffix by Pidyon HaBen is Lakula. Meaning, for example, if twins are born, a boy and a girl, and it's not known which is born first, the boy or the girl, so the Shulchan Aruch will say, HaMaitzi Mechaveira Yolav Araya, that you don't have to give the Kayin the money unless the Kayin can prove it, and not likely he can. We say, HaMaitzi Mechaveira Yolav Araya by Dinei Pidyon HaBen. And the question is, what do you mean? This is a suffik deraisa l'chumra. This is a suffik if you have a mitzvah deraisa to be paid a son. Why is it amaytzi mechaveri olav araya? And for this reason, we understand the yisayid, which again we'll see from numerous sources. There's a tshuva in the Meshiv Dover from the Netziv, who collects them. The yisayid is that dinei pidyon haben, as far as the mamon shabai. Dinei Pinyan HaBen is dependent on Dinei Mammon. The Torah sets up a Chayiv Mammon, that someone who has a Bechor, son, under circumstances which is Chayiv and Pinyan, there's a Chayiv Mammon to the Kayin. That then becomes a mitzvah for the father to pay up that Chayiv. So that Dinei Pinyan HaBen are Tuluyim in Dinei Maminis, and that's a rule that we're going to have. For example, we're going to have later a Shaila, it's a Gemara in Kedushin. Who lift dice, who benai lift dice? If a person only has five shkalim, he's a Bechar and his son's a Bechar. Who should he be paida? Himself or his son? Who lift dice, who benai lift dice? Who kaidim libnai, the Gemara says. So the Mishnah Berurah has a kasha that, what are you talking about? Ain adam chayiv levazvis kol mamaynai. And a mitzvah saseh, you don't have to give away all your money. You only have to give chaybish medachasav. So if he only has five shkolim, Rekha Mishnah Berurah, why does he have to be paid to anybody?
Maybe
if he only has five per shkolim, why does he have to be paid to anyone? Mendy?
Maybe this is only the fifth.
So that's the usual teretz. Mishnah Berurah means that the chaybish medachasav is five shkolim. Chazaynish though says different. Chazaynish says that pidyon chayiv, you have to pay even more than chayiv mishmen chasa. If you owe someone money, and you have the money, you have to pay him. But pidyon chayiv is not totally in dinei al yivaz as yosef achayvish. So Chazaynish says, so that's the pshat. Even if he has five shkolim, it's a chayiv, he has to pay up his chayiv.
So
this is what he says.
To what
why the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that teretz, I don't know. But the aside, I think, is the aside that's understood, and we'll see. So it's called Mamin Sheim Leitayvim. Since there are many Kayanim, it's called Mamin Sheim Leitayvim, and no Kayan can be Taveyet. Well, Yitzur, there will only be one Kayan in the world, he could be Taveyet. No, even if he was a Rappaport. What? It's his son. Oh, what? Because mitzvah sa'aval ben. Until the son is 13, it's the father's mitzvah. The son? Oh, him and his son, why he's played himself before his son. So we'll have to see why. Who played him libnai? I think the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Yeah, whoever has the mitzvah pinyan ben. The father, the son turns on mitzvah, he says on mitzvah. I guess the chayiv has two bali chayiv that could pay. All right, there's for many summers I spent in Monroe in a bungalow colony. Rav Shaul Bruce from Oliver Shalom from Beis HaTalmud was there. Talmud Chacham Otzim, a tremendous masmid. So it was the Rebbe's yard site, Samer Rebbe's yard site in the summer. So between Milchei Ma'ariv, Kederach HaChassidim, they were telling stories about the Rebbe. So one of them was telling a story about the humility of the Satmar Rebbe. He got up and he spoke in a Pinyan HaBen. So he was speaking in a Pinyan HaBen, punkt, it was Parshas Lech Lecha. So he got up Now you have to know, Sami Rebbe said Torah like a Rosh Hashiva. You know, he was a Lamdin. He didn't just say drashas. So he got up and he said he wants to clarify Chakira. If when Yishmael was born, whether Avraham Avinu was did Pidyon HaBen on Yishmael, right? Avraham Avinu was a Kabbal Kol HaTorah Kol Mishenitna. So when Yishmael was born to his wife, to Hagar, it was a Peter Rechem. So was he paid the or to Hagar? It was Peter Rechem. How do you know it wasn't Peter Rechem? She miscarried. So how do you know if the miscarriage is not? I'll have to see. We're going to see. It depends at what stage. Depends on what stage. I don't know how he knew what stage it was, but and then he got up to Clare the Shaila. So the way they told the story, a Schneider, as a tailor, got up. No offense to any tailors, but tailor means that this little Amoritz got up, and he said, "Rebbe, what do you mean? The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was a Kayin. It says that when Shem, who Kayin, the Kel Elyon, came and he greeted Avraham improperly. He said, put Avraham's name before the Rabbi Nishalel. So the kuna was taken from Shem and given to Avraham. So he said to the Rebbe, Avraham was a Kayin, he didn't have to be paid. So the Rebbe said, you're right, and he sat down. That was the story they told. He said, you're right, and he sat down. He underdressed. So Rav Brus turns to me. He says, if the Schneider wouldn't have said it, why would the Chakir of the Rebbe have been? Rav was telling you, doesn't it? So he spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was possibly the Chakir. So one of the Mahalchim was this. That the bits of every mitzvah of Avraham Avinu was Eina Mitzvah Vavaisa. He's Eina Mitzvah. He did mitzvahs. He wasn't Mechayiv. He wasn't Mechayiv. Shekalula, Mishakalula. He wasn't Mechayiv to Allah Shaifer. He's Allah Shaifer. Pinyin HaBen is a mitzvah to pay up a chayiv. If the chayiv doesn't exist, it can't be Mechayiv the mitzvah as Eina Mitzvah Vavaisa. Because if there's a chayiv, there's a mitzvah to pay up the chayiv. But if you Eina Mitzvah, that means there is no chayiv. So if there is no chayiv, so then the chayiv doesn't exist. This is one of the ways that we were talking about. So I once mentioned this in a shir. Someone went to Rav Brus. He said, no, it was something else. And he told me some other pshat, which I don't remember at the moment, in the Satmar Rebbe's Kler. So the stomach and Aiden, they're arguing it out between them, what his Kler should have been. But anyway, to start Hilchas Pinyin HaBen with one Yesaidis Dika Chakira, I'd like to mention it, because we'll mention it numerous times. Hopefully we'll remember it. This Yesaid, that Dine Pidyon HaBen is Toloi in Dine Mamim. Toloi in Chayshem Mishpatik HaDin. Okay, having said that, let's begin the Simen, and we'll go from Sugya to Sugya in these halachas. Hilchis Pidyon HaBen, Michai, B'Pidyon B'char, Masai Royal, B'Pidyon B'chal Dinam. Unlike Bris Milah, which is spread over five Simanim, this is all in one Simen, all of the halachas of Pidyon HaBen. Aleph. Mitzvahs asay liftais kol ish mi Yisrael b'nai shu b'char li'imai. It's a mitzvah for any ish mi Yisrael afuke kainim leviim to be paid a child, provided that he's a b'char li'imai a Yisraelis. There's a b'char to his mother. The mother also has to be a Yisraelis. One of the only times where a bas kain or bas levi has any benefit from it is here. Behes loyim shem kufchof moyim. Now, how much do you have to pay? So it's beferish shulchan aruch, five sloyim, which is 120 moyim. And if you don't know what that is, so he tells you it's 30 dramim, kesef mesukak. If you don't know what that is, ayin leel reisadikda kami amoy yeshayim behes loyim heim beerech shnei zuvim reinis sheheim beizuvim pulnis. So we have no idea what it is. So the Taz gives you some more Chinese names or Polish names or whatever they are, and we are at a loss. How much do you have to be paid? The common misconception that it's $5 or whatever the dollars may be is of course incorrect. There's a set value to Pinyin HaBen, and the value is spelled out here, but it's spelled out in language that we're not familiar with. The Torah says, I think in Parshas Kairach, that Puduya Mebechidesh Tifte Beerchkacha Kesef Chamesha Shkolam Mishekel HaKadosh. Torah says five shekel. A shekel is 4 dinarim. A dinar is the equivalent of a quarter, and a dinar is 192 prutas, which means makes a shekel 768 prutas. times 5, so 3,000, whatever it comes out. 768 prutis, 3,840 prutis. So we have to figure out a pruta, and 3,840 pruta, if a pruta is a penny, that's $38.40. That you need for pidyon. So let's discuss what that is. You do it later on. And our Sameach had a good friend, and he's still a good friend, but today he lives in Passaic. Young man was became Baal Tshuva. His last name was Levine. So he assumed he's a Levi. And he had a Bechar born to him. So he mentioned to his Remeim that he's a Levi. He says, how do you know you're a Levi? He said, well, name is Levine. Levine is Levine. He says, no, you got to check it out. So he ended up getting a photograph of his grandfather's Matseva. It seems the name was Leb, not Levine. Somehow it got changed. And they're not Kayan, they're not Levim, and they're not Kayan, and they're Yisraelim. So at the Pinyon Aben, which I attended, was in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, he did two Pinyon Abens, one after the other. He was paid himself and paid to his son. The Kayan he used was Rabbi Orlovsky, who, as you know, is a fantastic sense of humor. And did he have a good time with the double Pinyon Aben in his speech? You know, like paid to himself and then paid to his son. It was a double pinyon aben. So it's true that it's a lot less painful than a Baal Tshuva finds out his bris wasn't good and has to do it again. He finds out now the pinyon aben. It's
he did the same five shlomim twice.
He did not use the same five shlomim twice. He didn't give it back. So at any rate, what is the amount of money that's needed?
You can do it at the same time. It's not the same thing as a bris.
You mean Einais and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas? I don't remember what the interruption was. Okay, first the bottom line and then the lumdis of the sugya. The Rambam says. I'm sorry, what? Say it again, I can't hear. Three dram, yeah. So the dram, it's true that the dram is a recent. So a dram is 3.2 grams of silver, like you're saying. If a dram is 3.2 grams of silver, so the Rambam says that a dinner is 1.5 dram, which would make a shekel 6 dram, which would make 5 shkolim, 30 dram. And that's what it says here, shloishim dram. So 30 dram, if a dram is 3.2 ounces of silver, grams of silver, that makes it 96 grams. And it's true, the place can bring 96 grams, the Chazaynish in his Kunchus HaShiurim, Reb Chaim Noah in the Shiurei Torah, and Ravad Yosef in the Chavadas, all right, that the Iker Din of Pinyin Aben is 96 grams of silver. The Rav Avadya brings that the Rambam in Masechtas Bechairis gives a higher amount for the dram. He says they have 4 minigir shalayim is to be machmir and use 100 grams, which doesn't add very much to it. It adds a tiny amount. What? 100 grams is 3 ounces. Is that troy ounces or regular ounces? 31 grams per ounce. That's regular ounces or troy? They measure it. Troy ounce is slightly more than a regular ounce, right? A troy ounce? What's a troy ounce?
Silver
at $15 an ounce. That's about less than $15. Okay, good. So this is the... the clay doesn't get that stuff because all right, so the bottom line, when people ask, is I tell them 100 grams of silver. If you have old silver dollars, yeah, you weigh them. Usually 5 silver dollars is easily 100 gram. And that's, I guess, the bottom line in this whole sugya. The tumult over all this comes from the first shach. There is a yisaidistik of achloikis here between the shach and the sma. But the sma is in chayshe mishpat, in simen peches, and sifkot and beis. And it's a staple of the Yeshiva Shetaira in Kedushin Dav Beis, as we'll get to, I'll explain how we get to it. Yeshiva, we start from A and go to B. Here we're going to start from B and go to A. So starting from Yeridei and going back to Cheshev Mishpat. So the Shaila here is something people talk about. How much is a pruta? Everything goes back to prutas, right? A shekel or a sela is 4 dinarim. A dinner, which is also a zuz, is 192 prutas. Everything goes back to the value of a pruta, and you multiply it, you get a dinner, you get a shekel or a sela. That's how things work. They start with a pruta. How much is a pruta? How does anybody ever know? So the Rambam and the Rif say a pruta is chatzi sa'ira, a half of a barley seed. A barley seed, like you have those tiny barleys you get in the challen. Half of that, a pure silver, tiny amount. A pruta is chatzi sa'ira kesef. That amount, so that 192 prutas would be 96 of those barley seeds, whatever they, I don't know if it's weight or volume, that's the shear. So that is clear. Chatzisaira, like kabeya, kazayis, okay, nishtanu, loy nishtanu, but basically it gives you a clear baseline from which to work. Now that would seem to be simple enough, except for the horror of the sma. For that we have to look at Shach Aleph. Now the first four lines of Shach Aleph are like Chinese to us, they're coins. Bezuhumim kasa bagos hadrisha, the drisha is the smack. Any pachas me aleph reichish, teller.
Reichsdollar.
Ubeishlishi, reichsdollar. Kifi shahayib is maneyam, a reichsdollar. Love, whatever, pirish, akem, vahinu ashav hezuvim plunish. Ubisma, bisma simin peches. All right, the fourth line. Could it be that a chatzi sa'ira of kesef, which comes out to an eighth of a penik, will be considered enough to be mekadesh anisha, mamul kiddushim, lidayonim or ulidinim? In those days, you could buy things for a relatively small amount of money. And for a chatzi sa'ira, you could buy a lot of peiros. And therefore, in those days, a chatzi sa'ira kesef was considered money. You can't buy for a pruta almost anything. And kiddusha isha sagi bepruta. You can't be kai. That's not called a shavius. V'loi pigin aben b'shnei zehuvim. And that pigin aben with 3,480 prutas or 840 prutas. Ad kan l'shan. He said, Sma has a chiddush gadol. He says, pruta is a minimum of chatzi sa'ira. But in a time, in a place where you can't buy anything for that, the pruta goes up in value to the minimum amount with which you could buy. So let me finish. V'tomani, frek t'shach akasha, nidav leil meimadein kiddusha isha sagi bepruta. I agree with him, a woman, we have undana. She's not going to be kaddish herself with something that you can't buy anything for. M'komokim, amalei tiski pinyin aben b'shnei zehuvim. What in the world does that have to do with pinyin aben? Domamin chashavu. Pinyin aben, $3,940, $50, that's momin chashavu. So what's going on here? The Sma comes along with a double chiddush. He says a pruta changes. You have to be able to buy something for a pruta, and the pidyon aben changes proportionately. That since a pruta goes up, so then the pidyon aben money should go up as well. This is the chiddush that the Sma holds. What? He doesn't say how much because it depends on every time and place. Now, that's right. That's what the Shach said. The Shach said that. You see, repeating what the Shach said. That's what the Shach said. Pruta. The set amount is a pruta. A pruta is a set amount by an isha. So let me explain to you, first of all, an example of where this comes up, and the lumdis of the shayla. But first of all, this comes up when we sell the chametz to a guy on Pesach, before Pesach, hopefully. We sell the chametz to a guy. So a rav has to be mekabel kinyan kesef. You need to be kaina with kinyan kesef. The guy has to be kaina yabatatlim. Even though by a yid kesef is not kaina, but by a guy, it's machlekes Rashi Taisus, we yaitze both, we do kinyan kesef and metaltalim by a guy. Now, let's say I go there and I represent, whatever, 300 Jews. So I am mechuyev to take a pruta per person. I have to take a pruta for each person. I'm your shliach and your shliach and your shliach and your shliach. So if I take one pruta, each person gets a 300th of a pruta. So you're obligated to take a pruta per person. Yeah. If a pruta is chatisayra kesef, if a pruta is a chatisayra kesef, so it comes out nowadays to about 2 cents. A person. I think when silver is $11.20, then a chatzisayr is a penny. And today it's over $11.20, so let's say it's 2 cents. So what? See, so that's 1.5 cents. So, all right, so you take 2 cents per person, so you take $6 from the guy. What about Leit Tismah? You come to Chametz B'Pesach, you want to be able to Leit Tismah too. How much in the United States in the 21st century? What is the minimum amount of money with which you can buy anything?
A nickel.
I can get something for a nickel?
Probably get a piece of gum.
You get a gum for a nickel? I'll buy a few of them.
I haven't bought one in a long time. Like,
yeah.
Give me a penny, I need that. What do I have?
Wow, I'm not buying gum. Pickles is coffee. If everyone paid a penny, we do well. So I don't know. I'm very not sure. The truth is, because of the way industry is set up today, it doesn't pay to produce things that you sell for a nickel, because you know you got to sell to the store for 2.5 cents. Like it, you know, so they have these little gums that they put out. They don't put out things that are 2 cents or a nickel. What? You sell candy for a nickel? Okay, very good. So you can go on Nostrand Avenue, you can get candy for a nickel. So if it's a nickel a person, then like the smile, that's good enough. So it's, let's say it's a nickel. A nickel a person. So whatever it is, that's the value like the smile. Now what does this depend on? This is a much deeper machlaikis in lomdis. In yeshiva we call it a machlaikis of kesef shavius or kesef kinyan. I'll explain to you the machlaikis, and this is something that in the beginning of Kedushin, Shemishkop has an Arichosan, or Baruch has a small piece on it. The machlekes of Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Shavius, which is the following. Min HaTaira, you could be kind to certain things with Kesef. That means, let's say real estate, you can be kind of real estate with Kinyan Kesef. Karka, you're kind of with Kesef. That's even Lahalacha. Metaltalim, Min HaTaira, you're kind of with Kesef. Midrabanan, so only in very few cases you can be kind of with kesef, but kesef works to create mishapara. So they are kinyanim in kesef. So let us say that I'm sitting down with you and I'm about to buy from you a $10 million building. Okay, I'm about to buy, I'm imagining it'll be a $100 million building. So I'm about to buy a building of a tremendous value. And we go, we make a contract, and I tell you, listen, I want this to be binding in Beis Din. Nothing we did is a binding kinyan in Beis Din. Karka niknis, hayu kinyan karka. With kesef, with shtar, and with chazaka, and with chalipin. I didn't do kesef, I didn't do a shtar kinyan, I didn't do chalipin, I didn't. So, you know what? I'm giving you money right now. I take out of my pocket a quarter. I say, I want to do a kinyan on the building. I give you a quarter. I owe you the rest of the money. I have to pay you for the building. I owe you $10 million. But here's a quarter. I want it to be an official kinyan. The halach is a down payment. There's also a kinyan. So you pick up the quarter and you kind it. Does that work? Does it work or doesn't it work? So pashtus, it should work. Kesef is kind. So the sheet of the sma is that no, that's called kesef kinyan. Kesef that's used like a handkerchief. You do chalipin. I don't need the handkerchief. I don't want the handkerchief. I give you back the handkerchief afterwards. It's just done for the formality of the kinyan. That works by chalipin. It doesn't work by kesef. The smash shita is what we call Kesef Shavius. Kesef Shavius means that money represents a value, and it has to be given for the value. If I give you a quarter, if we plan to take the quarter off the $10 million price, then now, here's a quarter, I don't owe you $10 million anymore. I owe you $9,999,000.75. And $909.75. Then it works, the smile says. But if I give you Kesef Kinyan, it doesn't work that way. Kesef is not a thing. Kesef is a shavius. It represents a value. And since the Sma defines Kesef as Shavius, you have to give the Kesef as the Shavius. Now, the Shach, the Taz, the Matmiya, they argue with the Sma. They say Kesef works as Kesef Kinyan. The Bigaraya from Isha, from Kiddusha Isha, that you see, you can marry a woman with a Pruta. And that's not the Shavius of the lady, you're not paying for a Shavius. So if they are paying for a Shavius, so it's a Raya that Kesef works, that's Kesef Kinyan. So Avdei Meluim, he answers, like the Sma, that it is Kesef Shavius, not the Shavius of the lady. You don't own a woman when you marry her. You own her Ishus. Well, the only thing the husband controls is the Ishus. You don't control anything else if once you're married. You know, people give me money for Matas of Yainim, say I'm going to be kind of a chelik for your wife. So men have told me, no, be kind of chelik for me. All the money in the house, you know, is the wives, and you know, I have to have a right to some of it too. So the Avdei Meluim says the only thing you own in the woman is her ishus, her right to remarry, and that is kesef shavius. But then, be that as it may, the bottom line is the smash sheet to here is dependent on a deeper understanding of kesef. The sma understands money as representing value. And since it represents value, if you give it just to do a kinyan, so kesef is a chalipin. You can't use kesef for kinyan chalipin. It has to be a kli. You want to use it that way, it doesn't work. And kesef is kesef shavius. And therefore, the smal is shitas, I hold, you have to be able to buy something for a pruta. If you can't buy anything for it, that's not kesef shavius. That's a thing and not a value. So this is the machlaikis. If you look in Gra Dalit, there are two parts to Gradal. The first four lines, he deals with the Sma. See, Gradalid. Tzorech Leida, you must know. She'ein mishtana shira putois v'chol amet beyes miyim ois moshe. He disagrees with the Sma. He says, values of prutas and any coin doesn't change from the day of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'voshor per kabit kedushin, savar av yaisa pruta, and the set value is the weight, not the volume, the weight of here for barley bean. The Rambam is not in the Yad, it's in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Kedusha Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Vishare Paiskim, Nitzama Tezayin Sairais. A dinner, which is 192 prutas, is tzadik vav, is 96 sairais, slash sela shin pei dalit, shaklach reinu matzu mishkel keser, hey lut, vishlish. Vav shetaz kasa v'kvin shu revia, like duck v'davar mu'it, he wasn't a dayik exactly, because agayim shechozek kesef tzarf mizukak, period. So that is the shita of the gra, and the shach, and the taz. And that's the ikala halacha, is that 100 grams is enough, and a pruta is enough, chasi saira, and then you pick it up, and I'll tell you the imam, and it goes by the halacha, the makari is the ramam of the rif. The gigra says, shaklu hagai. But then they wouldn't have given chatzis saira. They would have said it depends on the value of each time. Now, agav is a second topic in the bottom of this gra. The arichus of the gra, it's a marimokim that's not well known. To digress for a moment, which the gra does, you all know that a ksuba is, how much is the value of a ksuba? 200 zuz. This is a dinner. 200 zuz, which is 50 shkolim. Right? It says, by innocent mafata, chamishim shekel kamayir habesulais, ksuva habesula is 200 zuz. How much is a ksuva bismaneinu? Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe in Ebenezer Chelek Dalid, the Tshuva Tzadik Aleph, and this is so uncharacteristic. He writes, and I quote, "Lo yadua, it is not known, af lechachamim ubalei hara v'dayanim shir ksuva." Says the dayanim balei hara chachamim don't know the shir. A lot of people is walking around that say they know, but he's saying that those who should know don't know. Why not? Ukemat shulay einu bezek klal. Says kemat, it never comes up. Ki kemat b'chol inyanei gerushin ein nageya lemaisa. Come on, every time there's a get, it's not nageya. Why? Achrei she'i efshel lekadish bal karchai, after the gezeira of Ravino Gershon that you can't give a get bal karchai, totally miyateveya haget. It's totally, in each case, there was negotiations and discussion, and the ksuva is included. Then Rav Moshe says, how much is the value? He brings this grah. Rav Moshe sets the value of a ksuva at 100 pounds of silver. 100 pounds of silver, figure that out, a pound is 16 ounces, 15 times 16 is 240. 100 pounds of silver is $24,000 today when the silver is high. Rav Moshe sets the value of a ksuva at that amount. Where does he get that from? If it's 50 shkolim, 200 dinner, 200 times 192, it's much less. He gets it based on this gra. The gra here really stresses a word in the ksuva. The ksuva, we say, chamishim kesef tsaruf. We say the word tsaruf. Tsaruf means pure silver. The gra here explains that silver originally was pure silver. Over the generations, it became less and less pure. Until the time of Chazal, when they talked about a dinner being worth a certain number of prutas, they were talking about the dinarim shevi yameihem. Rav Moshe explains that the gra really is explaining that the value of 200 zuz for a ksuba is much more because it really is based on the old pure silver value. And Rav Moshe writes, based on this gra, he has his number of 100 pounds of silver. Where it comes to exactly 100 pounds, Rav Moshe is not clear in his tshuva, but that's where it comes from. And almana also typically does not ask for a ksuba, and the reason for that is simple. An almana has, according to the ksuba, has two choices. Either she can get a one-time lump sum payment of 200 zuz, or she can continue to live in the husband's house, the same lifestyle that they had, whatever lifestyle they had in their married life, her same lifestyle, right? So she can continue to live off the husband's house. It never pays to be Tevei Ksuba, because the value is much less than if you continue to live in the house, unless a woman remarries, in which case she can no longer, even when she starts to a date for remarriage, she no longer has that right, and then she gets a one-time ksuba. In the United States today, where money assets are put in both names, even that aspect of it is highly questionable. So that's why the ksuba issue never comes up. It's the arichus of this gra is in this topic, and okay, that's that. Now what? The value, that's also true, that in the Sela Midbari and Sela, yeah, it's much much less than half of that. That could be that's what the gra is based on. It's 200 plus 200, you mean? Because there's Taisa Suv in the say, it's embarrassing. Gemara says if she puts on makeup when she goes out, yeah. Gemara says if she's, if she, you have an exubis, you'll get to it in the end, exubis, yeah. All right, there's a fascinating Beis Hillel. On the side, there are three interesting ideas. The Beis Hillel is the most interesting. You see the Beis Hillel on the side? Kasa Betur. Mi sheyesh loy beis roshim. If you have someone with two heads. Chayev liten l'kayin asora sloim. He has to pay double for pidyon haben. Who Gemara Perak Hakoyvus Daf Lamid Zayin? So I'll show you the Gemara. Boy minay plimay mi Rebbe. Plimay is the Rebbe a shayla. Mishiyoshay beiz roshim beiz amem and niach tefillin. Someone has two heads. On which one does he put the tefillin shal reish? Amalei, he's disturbing the class. Imagine someone asked that in the middle of class. So Rebbe told him, Oy kum gli, or either show me someone like that, Oy kibla lech shamto. I'm throwing you out of class. I'll put you in chayla.
a lot of pressure on him. Adahachi osa haygavra, this yalad le yenuka dis le trei rashim. While they're talking, someone knocks on the door. He says, Rabbi Avishai, I had a baby, Leilain, I had a baby with two heads. Kamabina lemes of lekayim. How much do I have to give for pidyon abed? Omalayahu saba tani leichai vliten yud saloim ayin sham. What? I can't hear you. The first head that comes out. It goes by first head or it goes by first person? The person is a peterechem. The whole person was peterechem, no? A breach, still which head. You need Rosh Hashanah, actually. Well, here the peterechem is this one person. Is it? You're looking at it as two people, so you're saying whichever one was first. The Rebbe's looking at one person who has two heads. So the question is, what's the price? What's the price for a two-headed? What depends on the head? Lugugailas. Okay, good. He says, Kasu Taisvis, interesting Taisvis. Oy kum galei. Taisvis says, Ba'ilam azeh leka. In this world, nobody's born with two heads. Aval yesh b'medrish, ashmidoi hoitzi mitachas karka, ashmidoi took from the netherworld, odam echad sheyesh lo shnei rashim, lefnei shleima ha-melech, denasa isha, vahilid banim ki yaitze bai b'shnei rashim, ki yaitze b'yishtei b'rai shechad. So he had children, two-headed children and one-headed children. Kshabo l'chalik v'nichsei aviyem, ketafi Yerusha, the fellow with two heads says, I get two parts in the Yerusha. He married one woman. Some of their children were like, I can't shine it. Pirish. The So that's how he's explaining the sugya. So, all right, it's just interesting. So I have these twins. I don't know if they have twins or just two heads. They're usually two bodies that are that share some avarim. Is it the same or is it two people? Okay. All right, this is the shaila.
Is that the case where Shlomo poured the hot water on one?
The Medrash says that Shlomo HaMelech poured the hot water on one of them, and the other one said, ouch. So he said, you're one. If the nervous system is connected, apparently he held that that's one. Yeah. Very good. Okay, the Gilyam Arshah. Not as interesting, but he brings something a little more negaya. Give him a show back the other page. Ava kayin l'rishal have a yamtiv tithu le'yashlimu atayinis b'tishabav shenitcha. Hear what he says? Give him a show says tishabav shenitcha. This year tishabav falls on Shabbos. This nitcha is a Sunday. So if you can plan things out appropriately, if you'll have a baby b'char peterechem born on not on the 9th of Tammuz. On the ninth of Tammuz, it'll be the 10th of Av, right? It'll be the 31st day. So if you have a baby, Peterechem, born on the 9th of Tammuz, so then on the Pinyin HaBen, on the 10th of Av, which is Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, he and the Kayin, right? He's saying, Ha'av Ve'ha Kayin, the father and the Kayin are Potter from fasting. What about the mother? The mother's Potter 30 days, the 31st day. There's a nice klara. We had it here in shul. I remember one of the earlier mispalim. I always remember his son's birthday. We're knowing that your ledes doesn't fast for 30 days. Machlek is 7 days. It's 30 days. Well, 3 days. Yom Kippur we're knowing 3 days because we're machmal like the most chametik kashita. And on Tisha B'Av we make all up to 30 days that she has a din your ledes. So we had a your ledes who on Tisha B'Av shechal b'Shabbos was still within 30 days. And Sunday was already the 31st day. So what's the klar? The 31st day she should have to fast. But no, it's a tiny shenitcha. If she was chayev to fast on Tisha B'Av, it could be nitcha to Sunday. She was a chayev on Tisha B'Av, she's not, it's not a nitcha to Sunday. So this is totally in not so much that, but in the Eifin HaTakon, and how the Takon was originally made. The Torah says, the Navi says, Tzayim HaChamishi, it doesn't say Tzayim Tisha B'Av. So there are those, Mechas Chinuch and others, who say it's a time of Chamishi, it's a time on the fifth month, was the Tekaris HaKadmainim, in the time of the Gemara, at the time of the Navi. Later was narrowed down to Tisha B'Av. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Yidlo Yisi Shama, we made a Sarab. But at any rate, this is the Gilyam Arshah. I don't remember, she fasted, and I remember the Shaila. I remember talking about it when I spoke in Tisha B'Av in Torah V'Das. You probably get a hold of the tape. There are no CDs then, though. Knesset HaGedolah is the last thing I wanted to show you before we move to the next Sif. Knesset HaGedolah. It's also in the Gilyain. So he says, well, listen to this. Mitzvah say liftai, sheim shloshim dramim, lichta b'tzidai. Yesh mi shekosav. Im noisin haben l'kayin, yoytzu b'kach. You hear Tzvi. If you give the baby to the kayin, you could be yoytzu with that. Aval harav Rabbi Yisrael, b'ksav of simurei shalmedei kosav, de'ini yoytzu b'kach. Zolch liftai, sheim b'ach, prisha, drisha. Now it's interesting, by the opinion of Ben, the father says, my boy is, the Kayin says, my boy is Tvei. You want this child, Peterechem Le'imai, or do you want the five Shkalim? Now, the truth is, you don't have a choice. The reason the Nusach is written that way is to give the Darshanim at the Pinyan Aben what to talk about. Because every Pinyan Aben, they make a joke about the baby not sleeping at night, and we'll give him to the Kayin and let the Kayin take him home. It's just a joke, I think. But the, at any rate, the mitzvah is a mitzvah pinyan aben. You don't have a choice to hold the baby, not hold the baby. Why is it called pinyan? So maybe next time the Aruch HaShulchan has a nice biur. And why it's called pinyan? If you're not really paid to the baby, you just have a mitzvah to give the chamisha shkalim to the kayin. So that's what you do. Okay. So at any rate, these are the what?
Today, what value do they make a pinyan aben?
100 grams of silver. 100 grams of silver, whatever it is. I'm a Levi, as some of you may know. and I was sitting, I remember it was Ben Azmanim, I was in Lakewood Mean in Borough Park many years ago. I was learning Simi Shin Hei, and we'll get to a Pesachei Tshuva later. It brings up Yaakov Emden, that people today, even, in God doesn't mention Levim, he mentioned somebody whose mother's a Baskayan, presumably a Levi as well. Out Suffolk in Yichus, you should be paid to yourself l'chumra. So I was sitting there in the Beis Medrash, and a good friend of mine was there. So I took off my jacket. In those days, it wasn't even $45, because then the price of silver was half what it is today. So the value was 100 grams of silver was maybe $25 or $30. So I took off my jacket, and I went over to him, and I said, I want to be paid to myself. Now, he's many sizes smaller than me. I was confident I would get the jacket back. So I was paid to myself. I gave him my jacket. We're going to learn in Sif Gimel that Shavu Kesef works. He's a Kayin. So I gave it to him. I was paid it to him, and he gave me back the jacket. Then I told him, now I have a son who's a Bukhar. So I want to be paid to my son as well. I gave him my jacket a second time. He gave it back. So he said, wow, his whole life he was never a Kayin. Here, twice he had a pinyan aben. He didn't make a penny on it. Not even a suda, you know, like nothing. But the 100 grams of silver is a value, and Shavu Kesef works as well. It doesn't have to be Kesef.
How much?
100 grams of silver, so Chaim said today it's under $50. Under $50. 3 ounces, an ounce has $15, so it's under
$50. Silver,
so we're going to learn about the silver dollars. We'll learn shortly. Siv Beis.
$49.
100 grams of silver. He said it's a little over 3 ounces, troy ounces. He says $15 an ounce, so it's $45, a little over $45. Okay. What? 5 ounces? Silver dollars an ounce? 100 grams is what we do. Yeah. This has to be specifically to Kayin. Yeah, it's a good question. If I'm Mesubig, I'm a Levi, he's Mesubig, he's a Kayin. I guess it turns into a Svek Sveka. I might be a Levi. If I'm not a Levi, he might be a Kayin. It's true, right? What? Why? It's a Takoda, they're not allowed to give back the money. Don't learn later. It's a Gzeri, you're not allowed to give back the money. You're not allowed to give it Almanos that you're going to get it back. You can give it back. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Saisif Beis, Eino Isha Chayeves, Liftais Espina, it's a mitzvah sa'av al ben, it's not a lady's mitzvah, a woman is not mechuyev to be paid to her son, and the Pisrei Tshuva, it's of Katan Gimel, says, Kasa Birke Yosef, in Padasi Isha, but let's say Baala, let's say her husband was away. There were no phones then, there was no communication. Husband's not here. So the woman did a pidyon with her husband's dechasim, Eime Padui. It's a suffix if it's nichalei because it takes away the opportunity for him to do the mitzvah. So therefore, when he comes back, he should be paid.
The shayla is not that she uses money. The shayla is could he do the mitzvah?
Well, she's using his money, and if he's nicha, it's good. But we don't say it's nicha. You can't be paid with a credit card. You have to be paid with the shayla. What? Oh, so we're going to get to it. It's a sif later. It's a big tumult what to do.
Eino chayeves
suggests that she doesn't have to do it. Eino chayeves. It's true. The Lashon Eino chayeves, I would have written, she has no shaykes to it, no connection. It's true. I don't know. I don't know why it says such a Lashon Eino chayeves. It sounds like it's an optional mitzvah, which is not. So I don't know.
Like any mitzvah sasei, she has mamrumah.
No, she can't. She can't do something. She can do her own mitzvah. She could do, but to be paid to the son, she has no shaykes to. She has no chayim. Siv Gimel, Elu Achamisha Slaim Nais Lakayin BeKesef Oy BeShav BeKesef. No, because it's not her mitzvah. I can't be paid to your son with my own money, so she can't be paid to either. We're going to learn about it later. There will be a big trouble later when the husband dies. We'll get to it. The longest Nekudas HaKesef in the whole Yerideya is on that topic. We're going to have it later. And
at the Navi Shem, we learned there's two dinim by Anisha, either Karo or Isha Kedusha.
But there's nothing to do here. Here there's no mitzvah at all. There's no shachas. Siv Gimel. Elo HaChamisha Slaim. These five Slaim, Naistim Lekayin, BeKesef, Oy B'Shava Kesef, Mekol Dava Shiyer Tzik, give whatever you want. Chutz Mikarkois, can give real estate. Avodim or slaves. Shtarais or bonds or documents. Even though they have a value, they may have a market value. A check is for sure not good. Even a bill, even a dollar bill, the Pisrei Tshuva here brings from the Chasam Sofer, a dollar bill is also not real money. It's a shtar. So this is Taisvis on that Beis Amid Aleph in Kedushin. Taisvis Dibra Masl Shava Kesef or Shava Pruta. Taisvis there talks about how do you know Shava Kesef Kesef? Do we learn it from Pinyan Aben? Do we learn it from Eved Ivri? Do we learn from Nezikin? So Pinyan Aben is a klal uprat uklal. So we dashin ma prat is Shava Kesef. Also the klal, anything that Shava Kesef. And the prat is mamayit, shtarais, and karkois, and avodim, which are the most distant from being kesef. Now, the question is whether there's any benefit in using coins. Is there any benefit? Every pinyon I've been at, they use coins. Tzvi, you're using coins today, right? Everyone uses coins. It says to show you don't have to use coins. You take off your jacket. You could use your jacket. It would make more interesting. It's like by the chasen tish. I always have this yetzahara. We do a kinyon for the ksuva to take off my shoe and use the shoe because that's what Eli Melech Bayez used, right? Shalaf ishnale. He took off his shoe. So or maybe gloves, but the. But you can use Shavu. Is there any mila to use kesef? So it is brought. There's a sefer Likutei Pinchas, which is a sefer Hidyan Hilchos Pidyan Aben. He brings from a gra. I don't know where the gra is. It appears to be a letter of the gra, or a letter of the author of the Chachmas Sada b'shem Agra. It says it's better to use matveyais, and that's the minig. But he has a hard time finding a reason. I would suggest the reason. As an old klal that I discussed on other occasions, a klal of the Ritva in the last parak of Yevamos. The Ritva has a rule that it's a mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. Where you can, there's a mitzvah to be l'kayim pashtei dekra. It says v'cholatz ish na'alai. You do chalitza, it's the man's shoe. It's like the Gemara Yachel na'alai mamish. I would think it has to belong to him. So the Gemara says no na'alai kamidas radlai.
Nala just means it has to fit. It doesn't have to be his shoe. Mitzvah says, Apal Pikein, since the Pashuk Pshat and the Pasuk is it belongs to him, the shoe should belong to him. And the Aminik today is that the day before the Chalitza, there's a halachia kevei amokim for Chalitza. Since Chalitza needs a pirsum, the day before the Chalitza, the Dayanim get together with the husband, and the kevei amokim, that this is where we'll do Chalitza tomorrow. And at that time, they give him the shoe. He takes it home, he's kainet, he brings it with him the next day, because it's a mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. That's a makar in the Ritva and the Rishayim. Dorach HaShulchan in Yeredeya and Hilchas Shiluach HaKein uses it to explain the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says there's a mitzvah to send away the mother and take the eggs. What are you going to do with the eggs? You have to take the eggs. Chacham Tzvi says no. There's no obligation to take the eggs. V'abodim tikach loch is rishus. The mitzvah is to send away the mother. And taking the eggs is a rishus. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Afal pikei mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. It's a mitzvah to be kind of the eggs, and because that's the Pashup Pshad in the Pasik. The third source is in the Har Tzvi, in the Mikrai Kaidish. It happens to be in Hilchas Pesach. He says, it brings numerous examples. He says, for example, when you shecht an animal, you only have to shecht roiv of the simanim. And the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chatchila kulay, or a hadas. You only need roiv of it mishulish. But the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chatchila kulay. Why? He says, because the pashne, here's not so much pashne dekra, the pashne of a word is kulay. There's a lot of this, often from Sinai, rubay kekulay. It's still a mitzvah, l'kayim, the pashtus, it's a mitzvah to become the whole thing. He says the same thing, the mitzvah of swallowing the kezayis of matzah in one shot. Pashtus, achila of a kezayis, is one achila, is swallowing it in one shot. The Halacha Sinai says, you get kedei achilas pras. But still, mitzvah l'kayim, the pashtay dekra, achila matzah, pashtay dekra, is to eat it in one achila.
So this
is the way the concept is brought, the mitzvah l'kayim, pashtay dekra. And for that, I think we can add another makar. The idea of giving the chamisha shkalim is an idea of being mekayim the pashtei dekra. The horror that I have is that many people go into Eichler's or Sfarim stores and they buy medallions. The Israeli mint coined pinyan aben medallions. I don't think they're kesef hayotzei. I don't think go in a store and spend it. They're coins that are coined for whatever weight they chose. And you pay instead of $50, you pay $100. You get it. So my hashgav, my first thought would be: is that it's not kesef? That's for sure. It's not mekayim kesef. It's not money that's circulated. What is it exactly? It's you could circulate silver dollars. They're obligated to take a silver dollar, 50 cents. They'll be happy to do it. But the law obligates in America they have to take all currency. It's a currency. What, the medallion? Silver dollar. Yeah. So what? Okay. So I don't know. It's medallions are kosher. They're at least shavah kesef. They're not shtoreis. But are they mamish coins? I'm not sure. So you're using medallions or? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, they're kosher. Either way, it's kosher. But if you want to be kind, pashay the krah, matveya is matveya hayotzei.
Does the concept of being going pashay the krah go against the concept that one keeps away from doing like the tzedakim?
Yeah, it's true. You're not going to say patfilim beninecha. Some woman says, he says, sheshen yom in tavoy, vasisa kon lachtecha. Do you have to work 6 days a week? You can't work 5 days a week? Or it's a klolo, right? So I guess it means in the key of my mitzvah is a mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. Mitzvah seyem kukur b'avelus, but there's no pashtei dekra. Avelus 7 days, not a day raisa. So I don't know. I don't think so, because the apsukim, the tofis bein einecha, no one's going to say that they makriyat tamid pshuta. So I guess there are cases where and when, I'm not sure, but it has to be that there's a kiyum mitzvah. If it violates a kiyum mitzvah, it won't work. If it's in sync with the kiyum mitzvah, then it could.
Yeah, long violation.
Machzis hashekel is something else. Using silver machzis hashekel, I don't know what the Kabbalah and the Sfaradim have, but for Ashkenazim, for sure, you have to use a half dollar to keep a Matzah HaShekel. If you give a $100 bill for Matzah HaShekel, you're not Makayim the mitzvah. It's very nice to give $100. But Matzah HaShekel is a mitzvah to give in commemoration of what we would have had to do with Bizman Beis HaMikdash, is you give a half of the Matbeah HaYotzei, a half of a dollar. That means it should be a post 1964 half dollar. It should be a half dollar, which is not pure silver, which is the post, not pre. The pre is pure silver. It should be a matbea, the coins that are used, which is the half dollars today, and that's what we use. You have to pay $1.50 for it. Now, if there's silver half dollars and you give $1.50, you pick up the silver half dollar, you're a ganav. You're paying $1.50 to tzedakah and taking something that's worth much more than $1.50. That seems to be Geneva. You say they're masking. Yeah, they're really masking. I'll buy them all up. I'll go from shul to shul. And I don't know how much they're worth, but they're worth more than 50 cents. So you can't give 50 cents and take a half a dollar that's worth $5. So it should be done with the matbeah. I think this Friday I'm naig with silver, right? You guys are naig? Right, you're silver. So I don't know exactly how it works with silver, what the source is. I have no idea. But three truma says three times. So you have $3. There are minigas to do it on Tainis Esther l'chatchila, but you do it after Tainis Esther. We do it Tainis Esther ben Mincha, and we have up in shul. We have the silver dollars. Okay, next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Everyone's invited Purim night, Wednesday night, down here after 9:30 for Simchas Purim, except for Mark.